Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good morning, folks. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am your host, Poetic Energy. I want to send out love and strength to my co-host, Stevie G, tonight. He's under the weather, and I just want to say get better, partner, and see you next time. And I wanted to acknowledge all the global listeners now and all those that are in the chat room. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this hour tonight. We're just going to be on the air for an hour this evening, sharing with you some poetry, some songs, some wonderful music, some festive music. And also, we're going to be giving away a prize this evening, a digital camera, and to the poet that creates and inspires and creates the most buzz in the chat room or recites the most inspiring poem this evening. So we're going to get the show started this evening, and just by playing a little, let's bring the Christmas atmosphere in this place, and let's start off with Luther Vandross with Every Year, Every Christmas, and then when we come back, I will share with you some poetry for myself and also one of our authors who donated an autographed book, author Michael Hansen. I'll be reading a poem from his book so you can get a little taste of what to expect as one of the prizes that we have for you that we're going to be giving away between now and the 16th. But until next time, let's listen to Luther Vandross, Every Year, Every Christmas.
I've waited and waited for someone I never see, but I'm so sentimental and I'm so hopeful you'll be here. So here I am, every year, every Christmas. Oh, come here every year, every Christmas.
Well, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, folks. That was Luther Vandross, Every Christmas, Every Year. What a wonderful and amazing talent he was. We're going to keep the show going. We're going to continue in rotation some of the tracks we have for some of the other poets that have shared some of their spoken word with us, and we're going to keep Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word in rotation here with Can I. We haven't played that one in a while, so listen in to this one, folks. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with Can I. Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy. That was Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with Can I. We're going to keep the show going and continue on with our open mic. We all know, folks, that open mic is what it is. You can sing, you can rap, you can recite poetry, you can, you know, do those, you know, dramatic spoken word pieces, do whatever it is that you do. We're going to keep the show going. We have plenty of tracks that are in rotation, but we're going to welcome our guests to call in to the show at 917-932-8881 because we do have a digital camera that we're giving away tonight to the poet that inspires us with their words or whatever it is that they're doing. We have to give these away, folks, because they were donated to our show, and we have to make sure that we give them to, you know, to the worthy people. But we're going to keep it going. And I want to honor my co-host tonight, who is Under the Weather, CBG. I'm going to play his track with him singing. He has an amazing voice, and I just want the whole wide world to know that he's my co-host, and he does what he does. So without further ado, we're going to play something by Mr. Stevie G. Here we are, folks.
I'm gonna get you. You want me to. You know.
folks. Y'all heard it. That was my co-host, Stevie G, who has happened to step into the building this evening. Stevie G, I just want you to get better. But I see you're on the line. So I don't know if that means if you want me to connect you in or you're just listening to me. But I just want to send some love out to you, some warm hugs, and let you know that we love you and we want you to get better. We're going to keep it going here. We got to keep our tracks in rotation because we have a lot of artists who have submitted some things to the show, and we promised them that we would keep them in rotation because we have some very talented people who have really shared some wonderful spoken word pieces and music with us. So we had a guest on our show, Mrs. J. Moi, and a lovely young lady, very beautiful voice. I just want to play her song again because I got a lot of inbox messages on Facebook from people who listen into the show in the archives and who actually attended the show saying how wonderful they enjoyed her music. So I really, really appreciate you stopping by the show and listening into the archives to her music. She reported to me that there were people who actually did purchase her music that listened into the show. So that is very exciting. I'm very excited that she gave us that praise report. So without further ado, we're going to play Mrs. J. Moi with her single Water. Love.
So complete.
All right, folks, that was Jay Moi with Water. That's one of those kind of songs where you just you want to spill your heart out to the one that you love. And she puts her words just perfectly. You know, I think I'm going to have to borrow that song for a minute to get the message across here. But that's a wonderful, beautiful song. Check her out on Facebook and Reverb Nation / Jay Moi. All right, folks, let's keep the show going, and we are going to connect my co-host in. Stevie G, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How you doing?
Okay. Well, you know, we would have understood. You know, things happen. But I'm so glad you're here.
Let me tell you
something. We so love you.
It ain't so much that I'm sick. It's just that sometimes life throws you a bunch of curveballs, and sometimes they can take you down a notch. And it's just been one of them days. That's
all right. I thoroughly understand. It's all right. What we're going to do next, folks, I'm going to read a poem from the author Michael Hansen's book, Jubilant Whispers. It is actually the book that he donated to the show that we're going to be giving away on the 16th. He's going to join us on the show to give away that book as well. But I'm going to read one of his poems entitled Perhaps One Day by author Mike H. Hansen. My longing for you continues to grow, unhampered by distance and passing time. And perhaps one day I will tell you so. On that morning we met, how could I know your shy loveliness would curse me to pine? My longing for you continues to grow. Look now and see what your beauty has sown, a deeply rooted, most passionate vine. And mayhaps one day I will tell you so. The absence of your smile should bring me low. My memory drinks it, the sweetest wine. My longing for you continues to grow. My inner conviction wills me to show you a most humble confessional sign. And perchance one day I will tell you so. But for now, this cowardice is my foe. Unscalable mountain I wish to climb. Thus all my longings continue to grow, and I pray one day I can tell you so. That was Perhaps One Day by author Michael Hansen. I just wanted to read that to kind of give you an idea of what his poetry is like. Like I said, he donated this to the show to give away on our Poetic Energy Radio Show, and I'm glad that he certainly did that. Well, we got 32 more minutes remaining in the show, and we are going to take one of our callers, and I believe I know who this is. It's one of our faithful few, and she might just be the winner if nobody else calls in, but that's all right. All right, caller 631, you're on the air with Poetic Energy and CG. Who do we have, and what are you going to do for us?
Hi, it's me, Strong Allen.
Hi, Miss Strong Island. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Right.
I'm going to be doing a piece called Nubian Sister.
What'd you say?
It's called Nubian Sister.
Okay, go ahead, do you, baby.
And it goes like this. Standing along a wooden path, wishing that you were here, my dear. As you reach out to me, I will move a little to the right, because I can't let you set off this fire burning inside. As flames grow, my desires inspires me to give in to the lovely body that is trying to mount this vivacious, excellent, caramel-colored Nubian sister who has been without for just too long, to begin again. As you catch me, we begin, slapping of our skins. As you enter and go down deep, my knees shaking, my body aching, wait, I'm just saying, to be continued. And that was this piece.
All right.
Woo! Miss Long Riley now. She's lighting up the room already. Let's show her some love, y'all. Now, if that don't inspire you to do what you do, then I don't know what will. All right, Miss Strong Island, we enjoyed that. That was hot. Yeah, somebody said that was hot. All right, Miss Strong Island, thank you so much for that piece, sister. I am going to share with you guys a piece. All right, we're going to put you on mute for right now, Miss Strong Island, but I know you'll hang out with us a little while longer. All right. I am going to share a piece called Frequently. I don't know if I read this one before on the show, but here goes. Frequently, the rivers flow fluently as a calming wave, but when the sky cries with all hell rain, the tide begins to rage in war. The planted trees are uprooted, tossed to and fro. The fat lady sings a solo peacefully in a melodious projection until reaching a note in a climatic opera tone, and the piece inside is interrupted by a violent song, and the vocals scream with chords of despair and depression. My mental space becomes a homeless connection of mental peace. My physical casing feels hollow inside, void of vitality. Until I reach out to the unspeakable peace spoken of in the Psalms, my cry is like a woman in travail. I want to repossess my intellectual perception, my mental peace, from the enemy who, like a thief in the night, tried to strip me of the mental peace that frequently abides in my temple as one of the benefits of being a child of the shepherd elect. The kidnapper sought ransom for the priceless treasure of my gift of wisdom and mental discretion. But what he doesn't understand, I am a member of the presidential team and covered by the secret service of a host of divine beings. And when I am hit by the storm, my branches bend but don't break. My leaves flap vigorously but don't fall and wither. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. My roots are pulled but are not uprooted. And the melody of music in the choir of divine beings in my meditation keeps my mental peace safe from being mentally jacked by the terrorists of mental attack, frequently borrowing from the divine energy of the angelic halo will keep my soul in perfect peace. And that is by Poetic Energy. That's me, y'all. That's entitled Frequently.
All right.
I gotta show myself some poetry. All right, we have 27 more minutes remaining in the show, y'all. We got to give away this digital camera that was donated to the show. We gave away a $50 gift card last week, and author Nicole Brown was the winner of that. We need you to call in. Miss Strong Island, you're leading the pack now. So if anybody else, the show number is 917-932-8881. Don't be scared. All right. We are going to take this brief moment to acknowledge all of those in the chat room. Isaria Swore, welcome. Guest 8297, guest 9251, Stink Q, Stevie G, my co-host, Miss Strong Island, and all our global listeners, welcome, and thank you for listening to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. But we got to keep it going, y'all. We need you poets to call in to, otherwise Miss Strong Island is going to take it away from you. All right.
Hey, all right. Poetic, I like to say a little piece tonight, if you don't mind.
All right, CDG.
You know, sometimes, you know, life, like I said in the beginning of the show, life can throw you some curveballs and you can get caught up in things that you don't want to get caught up in, and things can bring you down. And today's been one of them days for me. So, you know, usually I'm cheerful and happy, and I can't get that way today. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to get on. But you know what? I promised that I would be here, and I'm here. So I'm going to read this piece that should inspire me and anybody else that's feeling down, that I wrote, and it's called Smile, Please. Smile, please. Things could be worse. Take your life for what it's worth. You may think things are going bad for you. If only you knew what others go through. Grab hold of yourself. Embrace your being. Don't run from your problems. It's useless fleeing. Smile, please. Today is your day. Life is good and things are going your way. Help somebody, do something good and kind, and in them a friend you may find. It doesn't hurt at all to be nice. What do you benefit being cold as ice? Smile, please. Life is not that hard. Sometimes it's okay to let down your guard. There is a homeless family with no food to eat, tired and hungry, walking the street, not knowing when they can feed their child, and you have the nerve not to wear a smile. Smile, please. It's easier to. A little less complaining when something happens to you. Do you not have a pot to piss in, nor a window to throw it out? If not, I guess you have good reason to pout. What if you had no pot and no window? Not even a house or a home to go into. Then we could see a reason for no smile. For some, this is a way of life and not a lifestyle. Smile, please. God loves us all. Even though hard times, smile and stand tall. Be patient and love your neighbor and follow the wishes of our Savior. Those days when there seems to be nothing but stressing, just remember, in the storm, there's always a blessing. So open your heart and smile for a while. Smile, please, smile. And that's my piece.
You know what, CBG, that was a very, very inspiring poem, Smile, Please. You never know who you're going to encourage when you need encouraging yourself. And that was a very, very encouraging piece to share with us. And I so appreciate you for sharing that, because people don't know. Sometimes you need to smile, you know, because there are other people in more serious and, you know, circumstances than you are. But if you remember to smile, sometimes you can turn that your situation around by, you know, just remembering to smile. And that piece was just a very inspirational and touching piece. We so appreciate CBG, and I must show my co-host some love for that piece. Thank you for weathering the storm, Stephen G, and pushing through. I just want you to know we love you and just continue to be encouraged. We're going to take the we have a caller on the air, so we're going to, at this time, take our next caller here. Caller from the 205 area code, you're on the air with Poetic E and Stephen G. Who do we have on the line with us, and what are you going to share with us this evening?
Good evening. This is Izara Sword. How y'all doing tonight?
Good evening.
Oh, welcome, welcome, Izara.
Thank you for having me.
Are you going to light up the mic tonight?
Yes, I am going to do a piece, Deny the Roots. Fry it, die it, lay it to the side. Deny the roots, because the world must categorize. Tussle and fuss with nappy people claim until we tried lazy attempts. The plot is dense as they masquerade. Black women, they're crowned for a smidgen of elegance. Paying insufficient savings just to accessorize. Every hood got a chick that's a diva stylist. Such a travesty of modern-day compliance, forgetting their roots for an image in lazy desire. No nappy strand lioness burn evidence with harsh chemicals in 20 minutes. Like her girlfriend's hysterical from the gossip because it unfolds. She not bald from the cancer. Must be the success of social conformity and death of personal revolution. The solution to shun the silk wool ready to outrun the shotgun, which is a woman in the mirror geared to transform the swarm of history, upheaving the six-week-old perm, firm proof to disaffirm. Fry it, dye it, lay it to the side. Deny the roots, because the world must categorize. Tussle and fuss with nappy people claim before we tried polite attempts. Now let's examine the roots of Empress Kandake, met Alexander the Great on a war elephant, reigned in 332 BC, sent him gold, crown of emeralds and pearls just to make peace. Yet terror filled the arrogant mind of his victory streak, gazing at the handmade figurines, mimicking the enemy, which happened to be he. In 80 tribes of men to disagree an invasion, strapped like the hood, raising children, building a nation. Kandake held a weapon in the hand opposite the figurines, looking like a vicious war goddess. Then the word of Nazarene came to Ethiopians, Acts 8, verse 27. Fry it, dye it, lay it to the side, deny the roots. Because the world must categorize, tussle and fuss with nappy people claim before we tried polite attempts. In peace.
All right. All right. Let's show some love, y'all. Yeah. That was a fire. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was Izara. Am I saying your name properly, Izara?
Izara.
Izara. Oh.
Yes.
She swung the floor, y'all, tonight. All right. All right. We sure appreciate that. We hope you get to continue to hang out with us because we are going to give away a digital camera tonight, folks. And so hang out with us a little while longer because you never know if you must, if you want or not. We'll see. Last 5 minutes of the show. But thank you for that piece, sister.
Thank you for having me tonight. Stay on and just listen.
All right, that was really beautiful.
No, thank you. Thank you so much, DVD.
No problem.
All right, we're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 757 area code. You're on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have on the air with us, and what are you going to do? Caller from the 757 area code, you're on the air. All right. Well, maybe they'll come back in just a moment. I see we have another caller on the air.
Hi.
Caller from the 313 area code, you're on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have on the air with us, and what are you going to do?
This is K Poet Emotion Smith.
Hi,
and
how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing wonderful, sister. What are you going to do for us this evening?
I'm going to do Saved Since Birth.
All right.
You want me to start now?
Yeah, go ahead. Do your honey.
All right. It's titled Saved Since Birth. It started in my mother's womb. There was an angel watching over me. I did not quite understand then, but I do now. You see, there was a charge for my life while I was yet being formed. Straight from the womb, it would have me gone, but I was spared from all harm. It started in my mother's womb, the fight for life this day. It was my mother and my grandmother's prayers that paved the way. They said I was not going to make it. Then it was a slim chance that I would be normal. But the heavens looked beyond and saw a writer being born. I am to tell the world about the journey from the womb, how my mother and my grandmother's prayers saved me from the tomb. The Lord impart in me a gift that seems so rare, to write the story of a love so grand. So saved since birth is what I am, to be at God's will and follow his command. I am saved to this day for God's purpose and plan, to show the world that no man can do what God can. So pick up your Bible and you will see God's final plans to save the inward man in you and me. That's saved since birth.
That was good.
You know, the inspiration is flowing in here tonight. We want to show you some love for that piece.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got some energy flowing from here in that piece. That's in my head.
Thank you.
We so enjoyed that piece, and hang out with us a little while longer. We have 15 more minutes remaining, and we're going to announce the winner of the digital camera. So hang out for a few more minutes. Thank you so much for that piece, sister. All right. Woo! Put your information in your information of how people can connect with you in the chat room.
Okay.
All right. All right, Stevie G, they're going to make it hard for us tonight.
I see.
All right. All right.
Five.
We are going to... I'm sorry?
Is the 757 caller still there, or did they leave?
The call dropped, so we hopefully 757, you will come back, and we will graciously connect you in. Okay, we're going to pay a few bills, folks, here. We're going to go to a quick commercial break here, and we'll be right back with some more spoken word for you guys and after these messages.
Tomorrow's unknowns might be solved by asking yourself some questions. Does the thought of job loss, economic, or natural disaster have you worried? Have you ever thought,
how do I grow and store food? Could I hunt or fish if I needed to? Where would I get my drinking water? And how would I purify it? What are other people saying about the economy?
Find help and answers at shtfm.com. Learn new skills
at shtfm.com.
All right, you're back on the show with Poetic E and Stevie G. We are going to play another one of our word artists until we get a couple more callers to come back in. We're going to play stylist Lysia Bolton with Black Girls Rock. I love this piece.
Black Girls Rock. From the sway of our hair, from the voluptuous curves we wear, men stare. From our ripping the runway, fashionista affair, we flare beauty, boldness, and confidence everywhere. From loving the skin we are in, to being the businesswoman, daughter, mother, and leader. See, we are incredible, unstoppable, undeniable. Did I mention we are yet phenomenal? One of a kind, unique, from many shades we reap. We are beautiful, strong, and poised. We rock it well. We rock it swell. From young to old, we rock it bold. We coming out pure as gold. We are queens, Cleopatra in disguise. We are black girls, and we rock. Black girls rock. We are beautiful, strong, and poise. We rock it well. We rock it swell. From young to old, we rock it bold. We're coming out pure as gold. We are queens, Cleopatra, in disguise. We are black girls, and black girls rock.
All right, yeah. That was Miss Stylicia Bolton with Black Girls Rock. All right. Woo! All right, we're going to keep the show going here, and we are going to recite another piece from author Michael Hansen's book. Again, he donated an autographed book from his book entitled Jubilant Whispers to the Poetic Energy Radio Show to give away. He will be on the air with us next week, helping us to give away the book that he donated to the show. So, again, I wanted to share with you some of his work. This piece I'm going to read of his is called I Dreamed. I dreamed I died last night, but not some fantastic way, like pushed from a skyscraper's height and gunned down in the parking lot, nor screaming in a falling plane, crushed in a car or on my cell phone, bleeding on a battlefield or choking on a chicken bone. Within my dream, I woke upon the very bed I know so well, yet different in the strangest way, that I sat up in sluggish fright and startled that I felt so weak. I croaked a strange and fearful cry, then stumbled through my bedroom door to face two aged, bloodshot eyes. And in the mirror of my dreams, my dead father stared back at me. But unlike horrid memory, he looked now gaunt and world-weary until I saw his eyes were blue, when paths were always hazel green. And so I came to see this truth, that I was frail and elderly. I panicked through my rooms, amazed to see the change of many years, dark peeling paint upon the walls, and flaking rugs on splintered floors, dull paintings piled in every space, old photos framed on dusty shelves, and yet no sign I shared this home with any but my very self. Exhaustion struck me with deep within, and staggering I found my bed, whose anxious springs protested me, reclining with a shallow breath. I felt my will escaping me and closing burning tears-filled eyes, accepting my own deepest fears, that and all alone I died. And then I woke up, yes, once again, not elderly, but middle-aged, and ran to look upon my face to see blonde hair instead of white, gaunt cheeks replaced with healthy fat, and all my teeth were there. They should be, and I still filled with dull delight, a quarter century reprieve. Now one day later, here I cower on the portal of that dream, and shamelessly I pray and plead and ask the darkness what it brings. Will I rise that aged man so filled with dream and loneliness, or granted magic amnesty, awake both loved and bounteous? And that was author Michael Hansen, author of Jubilant Whispers. It's going to be one of our giveaways for next week's show. Okay, folks, we have 7 more minutes remaining in the show, and we are going to announce the winner in about 2 more minutes. So we're going to take another commercial break here very quickly, and then hopefully we'll be back with our winner.
The website www.freegrantsforwomen.com offers free information and online easy applications for free federal government cash grants that you never have to pay back, for women to help pay for education, new business startup, or to simply get out of debt.
All right. That was short and sweet and to the point. All right, we still have 6 minutes, 1 more minute remaining.
Oh, Eddie,
I hate to keep you guys waiting. But, yes.
I want to read one more piece before we go into giving away that gift, okay?
Okay, our co-host, Stevie G, is going to take the mic before we give away another gift. All right, take it away, CBD.
I want to read this poem called It Occurred to Me. I guess I feel like reading tonight. I don't know what my problem is. This piece is called It Occurred to Me. This morning while thinking, love is here now, but could be gone in an inkling. That God will bless me with a woman so sweet, just gorgeous, every man's eye treat. A woman that could teach me more on how to be a man, to be patient, to trust, and to understand. It occurred to me, as I scrolled back through the decades, how life could be such a stifling maze, how learning from lessons has paid off, how a woman's touch can be so soft, how dreams can be lost and cause regret, how amazing the mind is not to let us forget. It occurred to me, my children, God's greatest gift to me, that I adore completely. They have started new family in replica of me. They will endure more and see more than I had to see. Precious they are in this cold, cold world, two strong boys and two beautiful girls. As they grow older, they know not what they face. This world is not sugary and not lace. It occurred to me that my God has a place for me, a place I won't regret to be. He'll place a woman in my life to share his blessings, my heart, and his breath of air. He's watching as I write these lines. He's been watching all the time, guiding me through the storms of life. When blinded, he has been my sight. It occurred to me, God has always been beside me, loving me and guiding me. It occurred to me. That's my piece.
It occurred to me. DVD, you have me over here in tears with that piece. I just, you know how I get. I get so emotional. That was such a beautiful piece, very encouraging. I got to show you some love for that one. Y'all, that was my co-ho. It occurred to me. Yeah, yeah. Right, y'all. Well, it's 3 minutes remaining in the show, so we are going to announce the winner. My co-host and I have decided that the winner is... Y'all watch the chat room now. All right, drum roll! All right, Miss Azaria Sword is the winner of the digital video camera. We will get with you after the show and get your information because you will be getting that sent to you. Miss Azaria Sword is the winner for this evening. All right, let's clap it up for her. Congratulations. Y'all. Well, we're going to take it here, and we have 2 more minutes. We'd like to thank everyone for coming, all our global listeners, everyone in the chat room, Isaiah Swart, our winner of the video digital camera. Thank you, guest 8297, guest 9603, Poex in Motion Smith, Sneak Q, Stevie G, my co-host, and Miss Strong Island. We are so glad you chose to hang out with us on the Poetic Energy Show. And we're going to take it out of here with a little bit of music, festive music, to usher in this season. So without further ado, we're going to have a little more Luther Vandross with A Christmas Heart. Good night, y'all, and we'll get with you, Azaria.
So those who count upon us can know we love.